You know, it's one of the most hotly contested issues, not only across the country, but certainly here in the Hunter. And particularly if you've got a business and you rely on the internet, I am talking about the NBN. Look, different people I talk to, some people are very happy with how it's turning out. Others not so happy. Someone that's got some concerns about it is Edward Duke. He's the chairman of Newcastle Now. And he's talking on behalf of Newcastle businesses that are kind of struggling with it at the moment. We're going to get some thoughts from Edward. Good morning, Edward. I guess the state of the NBN, it's different people we talk to. There are different stories and not everybody's 100% happy, are they?
They certainly are.
You've got your own story you want to tell, or your frustrations at the moment. What's happening where you are?
Well, we're in Merriweather. We have what they call a shared line. So from the node, apparently we have two neighbours who are sharing our internet connection. What that means, of course, for us is that we're getting dropouts. We're also running slower than when we're on ADSL. So for us, the NBN is not a successful outcome.
That is, again, what we're hearing all over the place, isn't it, Edward? That, you know,
Yes. We
went from a system that we had. We were promised something that was going to be, you know, super fast compared to what we had, but we've seemed to have gone back a decade, and all the jokes about, well, we've gone back to dial-up, it seems to be where people are at, isn't it, sadly?
Yes, and worse than that, what we were told at the meeting we had with the Minister for Small Business the other day, was that there are companies who are having to relocate their business so that they can get faster internet. So the service they've been provided is not suitable for what they need to do. And the costs and the inconvenience of moving is really something that's not too intelligent.
When you think about it, every business relies on the internet, and it's such an integral part of everything we do. I mean, our lives are based on online to a point, and we're trying to engage with customers. That's the number one place that people do it if they don't know who you are already. But if we're hearing the businesses have to relocate because they simply can't get some decent internet, that's not what we need to be thinking, is it?
No, it's not. However, I mean, one of the reasons that we're interested in meeting with the minister is Newcastle Now is combined with the University of Newcastle and Newcastle Council and Digit to do this smart city rollout. I don't know whether you've heard about that.
Yes, we have been hearing about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to be doing is connecting 250 businesses direct with cable. So they'll get a very good outcome out of this activity.
Edward, schemes like this might be a way to get around it. Do you think this possibly is the silver bullet that might get at least businesses out of trouble?
Well, that's the intention. That's certainly the intention. And the university has been fantastic in their role in all of this.
Well, fingers crossed we can get some good results out of that. Edward, once it's all up and running and you've got some data on the board, let us know and we'll see how that's all working out.
That'll be fine. That's terrific. Look forward to it.
From Newcastle Now, the chairman, Edward Duke, we're talking with us about the frustrating situation it can be when we're talking internet and the NBN. And gee, if you've got a story yourself, 49216216, maybe you've got a good news story. Maybe the internet has improved for your business or around the home. Let us know this morning at 2NURFM.